Welcome to Reclaiming the Republic. This show is sponsored by ReclaimingTheRepublic.org. I am G.R. Mobley. This is an educational grassroots program focused on uniting and leading in restoring the Republic and placing the federal government back into the scope and framework of the Constitution once again. Well, folks, it's now or never, and I can't emphasize enough that there's so many things to cover, so let's dive into the obligatories. I will tell you this, that when we get to the point where we share the bill that we've worked with and the argument for the bill, we will probably do a straight-through reading, and what that means is I probably will even forego, because there's a good chance it actually may span a couple of shows, so what we want to do is basically get rid of everything but the bumper music, so that way when I put the podcast up, you should be able to act, because we'll try to cut out the bumper music so that you can just have that argument. And so it's going to take me a little time to kind of go through it, because I do not do editing. If you want to help, I can tell you I could really use an editor, but you would have to sign an NDA. And I mean, hopefully you're somebody I know and that we're already working with and something like that, because if you're really good at editing, I could use the help. I read my writing, and I have one of those brains that can read garbage and make sense of it. You know, somebody misspelling, bad grammar, all of that. I have that ability to just, you know, go right past it. I don't have the snob genetics to where, you know, I mean, I can complain and I can point out and criticize, but I look at the information. If I'm reading something, I'm reading it for a reason, and there's a reason why, because either I feel like I need to read it. And I've had my share of snobs, and when it comes down to having a polished document, when it comes down to having a polished book or what have you, boy, you can't not have to satisfy the snobs enough. I mean, they'll always find some kind of problem, always, right? So anyway, what we'll do is I need to go through it. So what that means is I have to read it out loud. So at least when I read it, it'll make sense to both me and you. Then we'll actually put it out so that everybody will be able to hear precisely the argument of why. This is like a compendious summation of what we absolutely have to do, because we are in the midst of a constitutional crisis. And I'm telling you, nobody is telling. There's all sorts of great distractions out there, these truck drive rallies. I mean, there's lots of people spending a lot of effort in trying to stand up to tyranny. The most important thing you can do is to gird your loins with the Constitution and go after your public servants and hold them accountable to it. And then we go after government at higher levels and the public servants at higher levels and hold them accountable to it. Period. That's what has to happen. And so, you know, I'm absolutely shocked that there's not one public servant that, nine times out of 10, the first time I talk to them, I go, do you understand Section 3 of the 14th Amendment? And they go, no. What's so big about that? Oh, well, it only means that if you fail to support the Constitution, you can be immediately removed as a public servant. You have taken an oath and you are legally obligated to support that Constitution. And when the time comes and you fail, this is why we actually have that video out there that shows that every member of Congress, by the rules of the Constitution, must be removed because they have failed to deal with this invasion for over 30 years. We have over 40 million invaders. Do not tell me that that is just a marginal, paltry group of people that are, they're not even here trying. The majority of all of them are here just trying to maintain their language and culture and get the handout. They are participating in the political revolution of destroying this nation. It's that simple, folks. And so why is it that you're not getting that kind of message from your conservative entertainers? Oh, you know, Turning Point, they're having rallies, and, you know, just like Trump. I'm down on everybody. There's nobody out there. Well, there are a few, but they're not in the limelight. It seems to me, and don't you find this suspicious, that there is a huge alignment with the Republican Party and the big named, we'll call them, and when I say the Republican Party, I mean Republicans, whether that's Trump, whether that's, you know, the Republican establishment or just the Republican swamp in your state, they're all, you know, they're out there courting you. Oh, you can trust us. You can trust us. Believe us. We will get the right guys in there, and we are going to make the best compromises for your best interest. You know, you do know there is no allowance in the Constitution for compromise between parties. It's not there. You comply to that Constitution. You live within that law and only laws that are pursuant to it. Any other law that they've made up is tyrannical. In other words, it's so bad here. I hear, you know, conservative entertainers talking about how bad it is in Canada. It's just as bad here. It is just as bad here. The fact that they are operating, and nobody is talking about all of this tyranny from health care, from housing, from equal employment, all of these things, labor, they don't have any power to do this. And we academically prove this all the time. So what's it going to take? Let me get through the obligatories. I digress. Forgive me. This show is also sponsored by republicreview.org. That website will not be launched until we get one or two states standing up and demanding full compliance to their constitution. When that happens, we will put this online for them, or actually that we'll just give them the domain so that they can start set it up, and we will advise them how to do this. We will advise them on making sure that they get the appropriate crypto so that the federal government will not be able to spy on their communications and what they're doing, as well as any other government, because there's no better crypto than the American crypto, believe it or not. But that's rapidly decaying because, well, I'll just say this. That same technology is being handed over by our government to our enemies, to China, to Russia. Everybody is getting our technology because your uniparty, your Republicans and your Democrats, are selling you out. This is why I tell you, you need to abandon the Republican Party. If you want to be a part of a constitutional Republican Party, move to Wyoming. It is the only state that is taking a stand on the Constitution. It's the only state that's actually pushing for full compliance and supporting our bill. So isn't that interesting? They are an outlier. And so you cannot look at the Republicans as your friends. I believe that the people you know, they have the ability to actually be reasoned with, and reasonable people, equally informed, seldom disagree. You just got to get them equally informed so that they realize that they're trusting the enemy. They are really trusting the enemy. And all of these people that are out there promoting their Republican Party, but they all complain about the establishment of the state, right? I mean, even over here in Kootenai County, they talk, you know, about how great things are and how things are going and they're firing on all cylinders, but they can't move the state and they'll never move the state. It's the same thing in Washington. It's the same thing in South Dakota. There are actually Democrats involved in upper leadership in every state. And when I say collectivist Democrats, progressives, so don't tell me that the Republican Party in your state is going to turn things around. I gave you the evidence in 2020. 2020 when Bob Scholz came to me and we had that petition to remove Governor Inslee. We presented Governor Inslee's head on a platter to the Republican Party in August. We gave them all the evidence they needed to have Governor Inslee removed for violating his oath of office and supporting the insurrection of the La Chaise or whatever that autonomous zone was in Seattle. And folks, what happened? The Republican Party stonewalled. We had a couple of their operatives that were getting involved and saying, yeah, this is really great. We gotta understand this. And they did nothing. They had an opportunity to have two, because it's a top two state. They had an opportunity to actually have two Republicans, and that would have been, what was the guy's name? Lauren Culp and Freeze. Yeah, those were the two candidates that because that was who the next two in the election for the primary. So they would have actually been the only two to vote for, and it would have gotten rid of Inslee. It would have absolutely gotten rid of Inslee. But they did nothing. And instead, the Fries actually wanted to see that opportunity to become governor, but the WSRP told him, no, we're going to support a write-in candidacy. Tell me, show me the last time at a statewide office, especially where there's corruption, where the Republican, a challenger has actually been able to win a statewide race in a write-in, especially when they just lost in the primary for that governor seat or whatever other seat that they just lost for. I mean, it's not like they were doing a long-term write-in, campaign. They were actually running and they lost. Then they changed their direction. Why? So why were they given that kind of advice? Because it's all about managing the agenda. These aren't leaders. If Fries was a leader, he would have broke away from and would have recognized the fact that he was being managed. Any of you that are dealing with the party, you should be able to recognize quickly that you're being managed and that they're withholding you or holding you back from leading. Break away. Get away from the Republican Party. You can call yourself preference to it. And then as soon as you get your election, you switch over to the Constitution Party and you explain this to detail to your constituents. We'll be right back after these two breaks. Thank you so much. Folks, as you know, online fraud is on the rise, and it's more important than ever for your new and existing customers to be able to determine whether they are using a website with a secured connection. If you didn't know, Google mandated in 2017 that all data submitted to its linked websites must be secure with SSL certificates. Without SSL certificates, your site is listed by Google as not secure. In other words, without these certificates, your site will be harder to find, and this will impact new traffic and ultimately your revenue. Whether you're a blogger or in e-commerce, AdLocal will help protect your website from all forms of data breaches, phishing scams, and build a secure environment for your businesses, big or small. Contact AdLocal by calling 866-88-ADLOCAL or visit them on the web at www.adlocal.com for custom pricing. If you've listened to my show, Reclaiming the Republic, then you should understand that the Constitution is neither a living document nor a noble guide to governance. In accordance to Article 7, the Constitution is a hard, fast contract, and the states are the only stakeholders in this contract. Integral in contract law, the stakeholders or states possess the inherent authority to exercise oversight and enforcement over their contract. This means they can audit the federal government by the contract, and with republic review, they can enforce compliance to their constitution. Any single state can perform the audit, but when states begin to unite in the auditing process, this is what is referred to as republic review. Please read my argument for republic review as well as my description of the Republic Review model on ReclaimingTheRepublic.org. We even have a graphic flowchart that shows you how Republic Review works. If you want to learn more, contact me on Facebook or send me an email. Thank you. Friends, if you have any questions or comments, we have our 24-hour comment line at 425-270-5416. Okay, so I got to finish these obligatories. Before I do anything, though, I need to let you know that Bob Schultz of the We the People Foundation is going to be having an online seminar. We need to overwhelm the technology of Zoom that he's going to be using. And I say this, my friends, because Bob is going to be talking about how instrumental 2022 is this election year. Any of you listening that do not understand that Congress has the constitutional authority to throw, and we're not talking impeachment, we're not talking about a trial, we're talking about actually going in and in one day removing the entire Biden administration by following and adhering to the Constitution. This is not hyperbole. I started talking about this on January 3rd. I kind of let everybody into this so that everybody was kind of aware. What's I know we have our listeners ebb and flow, and we're all very, very busy. And I know I've got a lot of people that actually download and listen to my show, because we actually point to you, you know, where the real glimmer of hope is. Getting Trump in doesn't necessarily save us, but getting Biden out does. Everybody has to understand this, that getting Biden out and how in the Constitution, if you want to know these details, go to my petition page and read the lawsuit against Congress. Congress does not have to be told by the court in 2023 at any point in time, even if the court says we're not going to do this case, and they keep on stonewalling us because that's what they're doing, and this is absolutely their responsibility. They have blood on their hands. As everybody that has died under the Biden administration from all these vaccinations, and now they're pushing vaccinations to kids, everybody that's dying and being harmed, this is all federal tyranny. And that's just one small facet compared to the shutting down, the inflating the economy, all of these terrible unconstitutional things that this administration is raging these different wars, economic, health, and so forth. He could be removed in one day. It's just a matter of Congress doing what they should have done on January 6th instead of creating this huge smoke screen. I am telling you that the Republicans like Ted Cruz, the Republicans like Rand Paul, why did not one of them pick up this document that they had in their hands, this petition and the language, and why did not one of them make a comment? Because they all commented on January 6th. They wanted to have a tribunal. They wanted to have a study. What? We don't need a study. And it had nothing to do with voter fraud, election fraud, and that was the big facade. Yeah, we have a real election problem. But what really happened, folks, was 31 states violated the Constitution. And Congress, because the Electoral College was unconstitutionally formed, Congress had the responsibility of rejecting it and telling the states, you violated the Electoral College Clause. Therefore, we will exercise the 12th Amendment because the Electoral College cannot provide and choose a clear winning candidate. They didn't even have 270 electoral valid votes. It was like 131 total. If you understand what we're talking about, it, you know, how cool is it to really understand the Constitution better than the most, you know, I'll just say there are lots of people that have their mugs, you know, like Horowitz, you know, right there in front of the television, and not one of them understands the Constitution. Not one of them is actually talking because they don't care. They've got their little grasp on their fame, and they've got this pipeline of money, and the goose that lays the golden egg is just dropping those eggs into their pockets. And they're happy. They don't want to see that disturbed. We don't care. We're not in this for the money. We're the most dangerous people in the world. You talk to anybody in human intelligence, they will tell you that the ideologues, the people that are willing to die for their liberty, they're the most dangerous. Or people willing to die for their ideological cause. Like, you know, look at the Islamists there, or the Mohammedans. They're willing to die to subjugate you and kill you because you're infidels. So, you know, when you start looking at it, those people who, you know, clearly believe, well, I'm not going to commit a crime and I'm not going to harm a hair on anybody's head. But if you understand the story, and I actually was talking about this over the weekend, if you understand the story of Stephane Bantu Biko, who was killed by the South African apartheid in 1977, in an interrogation room, they put him to death because they knew they could not confound him. They could not quiet his argument. He was on the high road. Folks, we need lots of public servants on the high road. That means we got to get off the low road. We got to get off reacting. We got to get off managing agendas. And we have to start demanding everybody have their full individual liberty and their full individual sovereignty restored. No holdbacks. If you want to hold back something, then you got to amend the Constitution, and good luck with that. everybody, that's why they've been stepping on it and usurping it for years, and we've been convinced that they can do anything that they want to, and we will prove otherwise. So that's why you're going to want to listen to this, the reading of this argument, because we're literally going to cover the history and why this is important. Now, Bob's seminar is coming up. As soon as I know, I'm going to start telling you so that everybody can dial in, and we want to overwhelm this. You're going to hear Bob, and you know, if Bob doesn't lead, because he told me he was going to lead on this, because what he wanted to do was he wanted to start talking about how they were going to get organized and start building up counties. I hope that he actually starts, because there's a lot of us doing this. We need to work together on that, and I don't want to create a GRs or Reclaiming the Republic pod or, you know, some team or group. You need to stand up your own unorganized militia. You have a constitutional right. Every county has a constitutional right to this, and every county needs to do this. You need to take credit. You need to do it. You need to stand this up. You don't need Turning Point. You don't need Reclaiming the Republic or We the People or National Liberty. You don't need any of us. We're here to help you and give you the resources, but you have to do it. And so this is why we will be talking about, I guess the best way of saying this is trying to move Reclaiming the, this radio show, my radio show, Reclaiming the Republic, into a, what do you call that, a syndication or broader broadcasting. And so we want to create a team, or I just want to say a small little cadre or army of, I'll call it a sales force, of people going and getting this show broadcasted. And we're going to give you the majority of the commissions. 9 times out of 10, an agent only makes 20%, but that's how they get paid. They get paid 20% on expanding a radio show. I figure we could get, you know, the crap expanded out of this radio show if I actually gave you the money. Now, there are people that understand, and hopefully you're ideological. If you're really going to just line your pockets with gold, it will become a very short-lived opportunity for you, because we're not going to give you a long-term contract. But if you actually, you know, continue to grow and continue to grow and you continue to do those things, because in volume, you will actually make more money. But if you're just trying to get, oh, I just need $1,000 a month. If you're short-sighted or you're creating thresholds like that, then we're going to be talking to other people. We will quickly look at probably finding somebody else, because we want very ambitious people. And what we want to do, because the money that we're going to be bringing in eventually for this show, as the talent, we want to direct that money down to your county organizations to start helping you with infrastructure like email services, domain services, those types of things, so that we can actually give you the things you absolutely need, the tools you need, and the education. We're going to create the curriculum. So this, you know, there are costs to all of this. And so in so doing, the money I'm making is actually not going to even go into my pocket practically. I mean, I plan on trying to make the tens of thousands, if not 100,000 plus money that we've spent out of my retirement in trying to cover these costs. So we've, you know, I've just not written, I've not been, what do you call that, penny wise and pound foolish and writing big checks to try to do really big plans. I've been incremental in growing and growing this show. And so here we are, national. We're, you know, in some areas, but we're probably not in your area, but we want to be in your area. And we believe we can be in your area. And how many people in your area would love to hear about actually solutions that they're not hearing, and actually how to get organized at the local level and actually move your county to become a constitutional county? And we're not talking a constitutional county where you pay some sheriff's organization, you know, for some certificate, and then you kind of walk around, might as well just put lipstick on a pig, because that's all you're really doing. You're not moving that county tangibly to becoming a constitutional county. We're going to teach you what you need to do. We're going to have those conversations. And that's what we've been doing. That's what we do on an annual curriculum basis, or actually maybe semi-annual. But anyway, Fortitude Financial Coaching. If you need financial discipline, contact Gary Smith at Fortitude Financial Coaching, constitutioneducation.us. Keith Borders has a lot of good material. We're going to be creating a complete lesson plan over the Constitution and what and how. We're going to give you the inside scoop on what the framers really meant. And we're going to help you definitize exactly what the Constitution is, because that's what we're working to do. Timber Nation, if you're looking for quality hardwood desks, hardwood furniture, or what have you. Now, they don't technically make desks, but if you draw one up like I did, they will make one for you. And we're going to be getting some pictures out there for them so that you can actually take a look and go, wow, that's nice. And you know what? I don't have any drawers. I didn't want any drawers. I didn't want anything that would break or shift or jam or anything like that. I wanted something really simple. And so we've got a nice little broadcasting desk here. Now, RadioDustCovers.com and Ad Local. We do promos for Ad Local. So after these next two promos, when we come back, we're going to get into some Idaho race issues and some other really information you need to understand so that you can start getting engaged immediately. We'll be right back after this.
The reason progressives are effective in instituting their policies is because they are united ideologically, financially, and socially. In addition, almost every billionaire in the world is funding a vast array of different groups, and these groups' efforts are to undermine our republic and our Constitution. If you don't believe me, just Google donors to the Open Society Foundations. The only way we're going to successfully combat these efforts and take back our liberties, like our education system, healthcare, state lands, housing, labor, and many other roles, responsibilities and powers that belong to the states, is by you and I and local businesses getting involved in supporting political programs and efforts based on constitutional principles. The best way to do this is supporting result-oriented organizations designed to take back our lost liberties. The ultimate result-oriented effort is Republic Review. So please consider contributing to the show and the organizations and activities that we are supporting by going to reclaimingtherepublic.org and go to the contribution page, and you can become a listed supporter of liberty. To become a citizen, one must take an oath to support and defend the Constitution. Those of us who are naturally born citizens are obligated and duty-bound to fulfill the same oath, even though we're not required to take it, because it is implied upon us at birth. This is why I cannot emphasize enough the importance in supporting businesses who are supporting our Constitution. We have to stop supporting businesses that have chosen to hide behind political correctness, and obviously we must stop supporting progressive businesses who are working to undermine our republic and our Constitution. Do not let businesses or organizations convince you that they are supporting the Constitution by supporting protests for social justice. By definition, social justice is the distribution of wealth, opportunities, and privileges within a society. In other words, they're calling for socialism, which is incompatible with individual liberty and individual sovereignty and our Constitution. With that, please consider supporting businesses who advertise on this show and this radio station.
Don't forget, you can call our 24-hour comment line to ask a question or to speak on any topic. Dial 425-270-5416. Okay, so we all know that the government can't really track you. As a matter of fact, they have to have a court order to be able to keep tabs on you, right? For them to monitor you, where you live, and all that type of thing, to create a registry. But guess what? In the 90s, actually, it was thought of, you know, when as soon as technology was coming to some maturity in the 70s, that they were actually planning on trying to create a mechanism where they monitored you, but it wasn't necessarily the government doing it. It was actually corporations doing it for the government. So, in the 80s, actually it was late 80s, early 90s, at the advent of the internet, because the internet was the thing that made it all happen. There was a company called Amazon, and there were other companies, but Amazon was the big one. And what ended up happening was, go look at the financials on Amazon. Amazon was a company that couldn't make a profit, but they were allowed to be listed on the stock market a lot longer than any rules. I mean, they broke the thresholds. Somehow they were being protected. If you do the due diligence and you do the research, you will find that Amazon while they were creating this pathway for themselves to become the dominant content provider, not just content, but the dominant reseller. And the, you know, like eBay, you know, everybody, but, you know, even Bob under the sun selling their stuff on Amazon, just like eBay and everything else. But Amazon was doing something different. Everybody that they got to sign up and create an account, whenever you were logged in, whenever you were on the website, or now they have the ability to monitor everything you're doing, especially on your phone. Because Amazon Web Services and Amazon Cloud and Amazon Apps and all of these things, they have put links into every app that they can possibly, that they can coerce into sharing data, specific data that would be imperative regarding that app, like if it's a Fitbit and keeping track of where you are. And I'll give you a case in point. I'm getting ahead of myself and I'm going down a rat hole, but this is important. A man was arrested when he was just driving a bike in this neighborhood, and he was arrested because he was actually charged for robbing somebody's house. The reason that they were able to track this guy down was because he had one of those monitors that kept track of where he traveled. And so when the police did a query, they were able to come up with, by going out and pulling in this data, and they got access to this data, and they arrested this guy. I mean, they literally forced him into a legal predicament. Instead of actually doing an investigation and, you know, quickly resolving it, they used thug-like tactics. Amazon has done that with Amazon Echo. But let's get back to Amazon. So Amazon had been keeping track when they first launched, to keep track of everybody, what you're purchasing, and they've tried to grow. Google was doing this too. If you look at the leaders in artificial intelligence for China and the communist state for global tracking, good old American companies are doing it. And so here's the thing. They started this tracking under the guise, oh, well, these are private companies. Well, if a private company is providing data, then they're bypassing the court system, aren't they? And Amazon was providing the Central Intelligence Agency, the CIA, anything and everything you looked at. This is how they were able to find domestic terrorists, and all, under the guise of noble, became the guise of tyranny and despotism and fascism, because now the people that they're targeting are vets, patriots, and those people that they now have been able to convince the majority of America, at least they're working on it, because how many people look at the militia as a bad thing? How many people look at the militia as a, you know, an alternate right, you know, paramilitary radical organization, when actually, in fact, when you look at the intent and the design of a militia is supposed to be an organized effort of citizens' vigilance in both securing as well as holding government accountable. You know, the first militia before the Revolutionary War, that's exactly what they were doing. They were holding government accountable. They weren't pulling the trigger. They weren't out there doing drills and breaking down doors and shooting things. They were willing to do that when that came. But the fact of the matter is that as a unorganized militia, we have this huge responsibility of being vigilant citizens in holding our public servants accountable and holding our government accountable. This goes back to what I was telling you. I'm going to go down another rat hole real quick, but this goes back to Section 3 of the 14th Amendment. Folks, we've got it. We have it right there in the Constitution, the ability to remove these people. Unfortunately, our lawmakers have refused to actually give us access to enforce the Constitution. And they don't want to do it. Why? Because they know that they would be removed from office, all of them. They're all corrupt. Are they? I don't think so. And I think in the dark red states, you'll find really good legislators. But they're not enough. There's too many rhinos. And unfortunately, these really good legislators aren't calling for the removal of the rhinos and the leftists, because bottom line, there's no tolerance in the Constitution for anything but supporting it. There's nowhere that says, well, you can support something as long as you ideologically disagree with the Constitution, it's okay. No. When you become a public servant, you are legally bound to support the Constitution to the letter of the law. And when the Constitution is being attacked, you're not to be just a supporting wall, just to stand there and say, okay, if it comes to me, I'll do something. But no, you're actually to be like an immune system. You're anything, any foreign object, any foreign type of governance, any type of foreign bills that are coming in, you're supposed to seize upon that and attack that. Take the high road. You will be viewed as a Thomas Jefferson. Take the high road. You will be viewed as a leader in America if you run for office. So you need to get into these races. You need to start challenging, especially these races where there's actually open seats, like there's six in Missouri. Why is it that we couldn't find a decent person? The problem is that they need to be told. And if we start creating these unorganized militias to where the county, every public servant should be dreading the fact that if they think about crossing that line, they'll be thrown out and they will be shamed. Don't misunderstand this Section 3. If you get thrown out, you're banned for life. You can't move anywhere and become a public servant again. You can't even become a dog catcher. So you better be good, because we're watching you, for goodness sake. Now, let's get into the Real ID Act and tracking of vets, because there's this effort out there by the Veterans Administration. They're throwing out millions of dollars to try to track vets. Well, guess what? They've been tracking vets, and they already know how to track vets, and there are companies that are doing it for them. Who are those companies? Home Depot. Home Depot this year crossed the threshold, and they now, because I used to go into Home Depot and I'd pay cash and I would get my 10% discount because, you know, I'm a vet. Now you have to sign up. Now, fortunately, they're giving latitude to the cashiers, but that's not going to last long, because the draconian measures are coming where Home Depot, because Lowe's has been getting away with it. And so Lowe's, you have to provide a phone number. You have to provide a bank account. Even when you pay cash, even though you're trying to maintain a very minimal, we stop shopping at Lowe's because they demanded to track us. They want to put a name to what we were purchasing. Why? Why were they doing that? They think we're all Tim McVeighs and we're going to buy a bunch of manure and go to the Oklahoma, you know, federal building or something? Really? No. As a matter of fact, we have a better weapon than Tim McVeigh could ever think of. It's called the Constitution. He was a moron. He was directed to go out to these Michigan groups. And if you really look at Tim McVeigh and you understand the story, it was an inside job. Tim McVeigh just got the credit for doing something and was able to go down as a martyr. So he became this famous name. This guy was the most stupid. I think he was a sociopath. Really, if you really look at what he did, he was a narcissist, just like Snowden, another narcissist. And see how narcissists will actually take us down with them? They don't care. The ends justify the means. Almost every leftist is a sociopath because they're willing to do almost anything to get what they believe is necessary for them to succeed and control you, because it's all about control. So anyway, back to the tracking. There is a huge movement. Now, if you look at the Uniparty, the Republicans are saying, we've got to take back our elections. We want to have good identification. We need to have, you know, everybody identified. Everybody's got to have these IDs. Even if you don't drive, you've got to have these very special IDs. Folks, that is the door. That is the trapping, because they've now created a problem that will require you to surrender your sovereignty to the federal government. Where in the Constitution does the federal government have the authority to dictate any standards for citizens of any state? Now, it's one thing if you're going to leave the United States that you need to have a passport so that you can get back in. Now, if you want to leave and abjure your citizenship, you know, that's on you. But if you plan on coming back, and as a matter of fact, most countries won't even take you if you don't even have a passport for leaving this country, because they don't want you. But for some reason, we want all of the derelicts here. We want all of those who are willing to, useful idiots, as Lenin called them. We'll be right back after these two promos.
If you run a business or an organization, you already know email is an essential tool for communicating. If you're interested in reducing your overhead and increasing your productivity, I personally recommend you look into AdLocal email marketing services. AdLocal has a special offer for my listeners with email services that start at $10 a month for your first 1,000 addresses. If you want to increase customer retention, grow your market presence, track your statistics, and improve your engagement with your customers with modern, elegant emails that express the personality of your business with emails that integrate with your website, you need to contact AdLocal, and they handle the rest. Take it from me. AdLocal offers the best solutions for all organization sizes, and they lead with their pricing and the 24-hour customer service. Folks, it's time to call AdLocal at 866-88-ADLOCAL or visit them on the web at www.adlocal.com.
To set the record straight, Republic Review is neither an Article 5 convention nor a convention of states. In accordance with Article 5 of the Constitution, this convention requires 2/3 of the states to apply to Congress to convene a convention with the intent to amend the Constitution. This convention is unable to solve our real problem, which is non-compliance to the Constitution, and would be dangerous to convene at this time. In contrast, Republic Review is the process of the states exerting its constitutional authority over the Constitution. An audit does not require an application to Congress. This authority is inherent to principal stakeholders of a contract. Why do we need Republic Review? Because this is the only way the states can deal with the federal encroachments into roles, responsibilities, and powers that belong to the states. To learn more about Republic Review, please go to reclaimingtherepublic.org to read my content and my model on the audit and Republic Review process.
As a reminder, if you have any questions or comments, we have a 24-hour comment line, 425-270-5416.
Okay, so what is the Real ID Act, and why is this so important? Because, you know, we really got to take control of our elections. People are so desperate, and this is exactly how they do these things. If you look at the history, it's always when the people feel they're desperate that they will be willing to do. If you want to really solve the identity problem in America, get rid of the invaders. They have no legal standing for being here. The federal government has no legal standing for keeping them here or even allowing them in. As a matter of fact, in accordance with the 4th article of the Constitution, the United States guarantees to every state in this union a republican form of government and shall protect each from an invasion. They're obligated to protect us from an invasion. What has been going on for 30 years? And when there's an invasion, what do they do? Article 1, Section 8, Subsection 15. Congress shall have the power to, and I'm just reading this off the top of my head. Congress shall have the power to call forth the militia, to execute the laws of the Union, to suppress insurrections, and repel invasions. Go read the video. You'll realize that every person in the federal government that is not calling for the deployment of the militia on that southern border should be removed, because that's exactly what the Constitution dictates. So in other words, if they take an oath to support the Constitution, but they're not actually abiding by it and actually deploying the militia, because we've got this an unsavory invasion that's been going on for 3 decades, and they can't put the pieces together, why is it that everybody else wants to call this an immigration crisis? Why is it it's a crisis on the southern border? No, this is an outright invasion. It's a leftist invasion, and the Bolsheviks in America are using this. This is another one of their little tools. It's just like how they're using the libertarians calling for anarchy. You know, the libertarians are the ones, oh, taxation is theft. No, it's not. government needs to operate, but they need to operate with the powers that have been delegated in America. They don't have general powers. They need to be cornered, denned, and contained in executing those powers that we've delegated to them and only them. Now, I'm a huge advocate, and you've heard me say this, we need to take a lot of those powers back, and the best way to do that is by rewriting the Constitution. Most every Western state in this union must, especially if you're west of the Mississippi, even Missouri should rewrite their Constitution, because they need to be very clear in their Constitution that they are a sovereign state. Oklahoma, all of these states, they have equal footing, that they have the right to basically determine their destiny. When Missouri was told that they had to be a slave state, that was a big strike. That was a big tear in the Constitution, because the federal government, nowhere in the Constitution, has that power to take away the sovereignty and equal footing of any sovereign that is a party to that compact. So, as we start looking, we'll realize that every Western state needs to completely rewrite their constitutions, because there's a lot of little language in there that says that they can't secede because it was one of those, you know, after the Civil War types of things. So Wyoming, Washington, Oregon, and so forth, many of the states had that included. And I'm here to tell you that that language is unconstitutional, period. And people need to start being taught that states are sovereign, autonomous entities, and they are the parties to the compact, and they have all the authority to ensure that that compact is being enforced. So anyway, tracking, the real ID, let's get back to this. Oh yeah, so you're willing to give up your ID and everything. I don't know much about, you know, actually, I don't want to say that. I've read Revelations, and I know that John the Revelator didn't really understand the technology he was looking at when he referred to every person that was going to buy, sell, or trade had to do so with the mark of the beast, that they had to receive the mark. He didn't see the details. He didn't understand that your handprint, your eye retina, your facial recognition features, those types of things that are unique, is just like a unique key number. If you understand a database operates with one key element that is all unique, that separates everything, like your social security number that separates you from everybody else, well, except for all the invaders that have copied it, and you have no idea how many people out there are, you know, Tom Smiths with the same social security number out there. My point is that when you start looking at the Real ID Act, it actually gives and lays down the foundation for you to register your biometric identification to the government. In other words, they're making it so, and they've created a circumstance where you're going to be willing to give it up. You're going to be willing to surrender your biometric data just so you can have a secure election. You can have a secure election anyway. You have to take back your state government first. And this election, it has to happen in your state house. You need to get rid of every rhino. You need to start challenging. And as a matter of fact, those people that are actually out there fighting in these races that know who the rhinos are, they need to be leaders. If they're working on a state-level campaign, they need to be calling out these rhinos. They need to be going into those legislative districts to say, you've got a bad guy here. How is it that you keep on voting for this guy? Just because he's a name recognition, you got to get rid of him. And if you start doing that, oh, my friends, you're going to start seeing a significant change, especially if you, as the constituents, demand that they be held to their oath of office. And the best way to do that is by creating your unorganized militia in your county and then start working together to say, no more. No more are our elected officials going to smile at our face and take an oath with a big smile and then go and trample on that oath and stick it to us and take away our liberty like Governor Little did. Governor Little should have been ran out of office just like Inslee. He wasn't as bad as Inslee, but it doesn't matter. You step across that line, you are ineligible to serve. The third The Section 3 of the 14th Amendment is clear. You violate the rights that are protected in Section 1 of the 14th Amendment. You violate any immunity or privilege that is guaranteed to any U.S. citizen in your state as the governor, and you take away their ability to make to engage in commerce, assemble, worship, or anything. You take those rights away from them. Oh, by the way, show me in the Constitution where they say, oh, well, for a pandemic, we can do it for a pandemic. There is no language that creates any clauses or any exclusions that, oh, in this case. And the reason why is because the South was killing blacks after the Civil War. And they were doing everything they could to put the fear of God in every freeman. And so that's when the 14th Amendment was recognized as the necessity to securing liberty for all. And so when you read that the radical Republicans at that time, these were radical liberty-loving people. And over the course of the next 4 years from the 14th Amendment and when it got ratified, what, in 1868, over the course of the next 2 to 4 years, most of those Republicans were removed. Most of them, enough of them were removed to allow for the underhanded politics to begin in Washington, D.C. But it doesn't matter. They couldn't undo the 14th Amendment. They tried, and it failed. And the fact of the matter is the 14th Amendment is just as vital and just as critical to what we need today. Because look at Section 3. You tell me where we've got anything else with teeth that can allow us to remove a public servant like that. I had to move my hand way away from the mic because I didn't want it to be too loud. Because I don't want to have to do a lot of editing. But anyway, here's the facts. If you're running for office and you're in the military, or if you're thinking about running for office and you're in the military, if you're an officer and you win your election and you're serving, you need to resign your commission as an officer. And I just tell you that because the federal government should have no ability to control you, and they will and can. And they will and they can. If you look at every time, there has been a point in time where they've needed to exert whatever pressures they can upon a person, upon a body, upon an entity. They do. And they have used lethal force when they think they can get away with it. Idaho should understand this. Just go research Ruby Ridge. Texas should understand this. Go research Waco and the Branch Davidians. When they thought that they could get rid of them, and that's exactly what they did. Folks, we can no longer trust the people. We have to trust the Constitution. We have to have faith in God that He gave us this Constitution for a reason, and that if we all unite upon it, we will be able to lead ourselves out of this subjugation and out of this federal tyranny and into, I will tell you, into a new generation of liberty, one that will not be disturbed for a millennia. And I say that because I know that everything that we have, if we actually, just look at what's going on in the world. Why is it the Republicans and the Democrats, they play these games of war? Well, why is Ukraine even being discussed as a pawn? Ukraine should actually be invited to become a state in the United States instead of a state in NATO. Every state that's being pressured by a communist regime, we should invite them to actually have an election to become a state in the United States. That changes everything. We don't even have to fight a war. I'm G.R. Mobley. We're reclaiming the Republic, and we need your help. God bless.
Reclaiming the Republic is more than an educational radio show. My intent is to also work with you and local leadership to promote matters of the Constitution and self-governance. This way we can all promote constitutional awareness within our communities and with our elected officials and public leaders. If you love liberty and sovereignty and recognize the federal tyranny that is threatening our lives, then we are asking for your help. And here are a few ways you can help. Spread the word about this radio show, Reclaiming the Republic. It is the only radio show in the world asserting a constitutional solution to federal overreach. Download and share our podcast and content. Read, like, follow, and share our Mobius Strip Press and Reclaiming the Republic pages on Facebook. Follow us on Twitter at Mobius Strip News. Get informed about local groups in the area and get involved. Most importantly, become a constitutional warrior with your local leaders and demand that they begin applying constitutional tests to what they are doing and who they are supporting. Thank you.